You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Well, what do Hollywood celebrities do when they get caught cheating or have a love child or do something that can hurt their reputation? They turn it into money. So I guess former California governor and, of course, blockbuster icon Arnold Schwarzenegger is promoting his new book, Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. Sorry, that's as good as I could do, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. Apparently, he's quoted as, I think it was the stupidest thing I've done in my whole relationship. It was terrible. I inflicted tremendous pain on Maria and unbelievable pain on my kids. Now, remember, he had a love child. Right? Oh, this is what he told Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes season premiere. He had an affair with Mildred Baena, which resulted in a son named Joseph, who is now 14. Schwarzenegger also writes of another affair he had while married to Maria. Shriver would not comment to 60 Minutes about the interview or the book. Schwarzenegger says she has not read it. She knows that it's about my whole life and that I would not write a book and kind of leave out that part and make people feel like, wait a minute, are we just getting a book about his success stories and not his failure? I wanted to write a book about me. I'll be back. Atuma. I gotta work on my Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. So yeah, so he's gonna make money off of this. That's what they do. You know, you have a love child with somebody, you basically are now kind of having difficulty getting into movies because you're in your 60s, and the Expendable movie can only kind of take you so far, all right? And, the Expendable series, I don't think anybody wants to see him in Terminator anymore. I think we're sick of the Terminator movies because you really can't read. I mean, Terminator 2 was good, but after that, come on. And then, they had the, not the Gladiator guy, they had the, oh, what was that movie with all the blue people? Avatar? The Avatar guy in one of the Terminator movies. That was good. But I think they're done. I think they need to put that Terminator, I think they need to pull the plug on the whole Terminator series. But this is what celebrities could do. They could make money on their mistakes. Yeah, Monica Lewinsky, she is going to make money on the whole Oval Office fiasco. That's what they do. They become famous. They make books. And they, it's the rich get richer. You know, honestly, that's the way to do it. You have some, I always heard, and I didn't understand it, of course, until, I got into the media, where bad publicity is good publicity. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Bad publicity is not good publicity. Bad publicity could ruin a politician's career. It could lose, ruin many people's careers. But no, I mean, look at Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., you would think the bad publicity of him needing to be in a rehab and his history with controlled substances would have hurt him. No, I mean, it turned around, made him stronger. Look at Britney Spears. Britney Spears went through some meltdown, shaves her head, drives around with her kids without seatbelts, has a couple marriages, whatever. And, it just kept her in the news. Lindsay Lohan now plays Elizabeth Taylor. Right, you would think that if somebody couldn't get their life together, they, would not be looked upon as a, shall we say, a dependable actress or a public figure for a movie or a show, etc. And it looks like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could be flaky. You could be even using drugs, you could whatever, and you will still be idolized, if not sought after, in the Hollywood world. This memoir of Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to probably make bucks. And he is going to benefit at a time where his career is probably starting to go down from cheating on his wife and having a love child. You know, and it just, it blows your mind what kind of a world exists in Hollywood. You know, I mean, a sex tape can make you famous. You know, being in a very uncompromising position on video, having it leaked, unless they're doing this on purpose, makes you famous. It just doesn't make sense to me. Why are we as a society allowing this to be revered and this to be rewarded? Why are we rewarding behaviors? That Monica Lewinsky book, when she signs a book deal, that's going to, I don't know if it's going to be a bestseller, but that's going to make bucks. Why are we rewarding behavior of, you know, causing the president to cheat on his wife? Not that it's all her fault, it's his fault too. But, you know, trying to be a homewrecker, why are we rewarding that by buying the book? Why are we doing that? Why are we going to reward Arnold Schwarzenegger by reading his memoir? Why? Because we like looking at naughty stuff. We like, you know, hearing about people. I don't know. But remember, we're kind of being, you know, led here by the nose and doing this. I mean, these people, they know exactly what they're doing. Okay. This publicity now he is going to use towards his advantage. Okay, and the poor love child, this little kid, what's his name again? Joseph? You know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to him. I don't know how, you know, I mean, is he going to do well because Arnold Schwarzenegger is his dad? Or is he just going to be, you know, a publicity stunt? And, you know, nobody's really taking care of him. It doesn't sound, I mean, I know he was running around the house. I think he was in Arnold Schwarzenegger's house. I doubt if he's still there. I don't know if Maria kicked the housekeeper and Joseph out. But, you know, I think, you know, we as a society need to say, no, okay, we don't care about sex tapes. All right? We don't want to know what you did with Clinton, you know, in the Oval White House when he was supposed to be running this country. Okay? We don't care about you cheating on your wife and, you know, coming up with a love child. And then maybe we'll stop rewarding this type of behavior and allowing these types of things to become glorified and multi-million-dollar projects. Just my humble opinion. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Any of my trucker listeners out there, there's going to be a huge truck driver convention next month in Kansas City, Missouri, and at Harris. I'm going to be there, one of the speakers. I cannot wait. From what I understand, registration is only $99, and it covers 2 days of meals and prizes and all sorts of phenomenal information. So check it out. It's the Trucker Media Social Online Conference in Kansas City. I'll try to get a link on my website, but I'm sure many of you could find it since you guys have a lot of links to the trucker type of sites. And if you're there, flag me down because I'd like to say hi. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dial. So many of you have been emailing me since the news of Michael Savage being off the air temporarily. All right, temporarily. What happened? He's fine. He's fine. There was some sort of a, according to AP Associated Press news, that he was undergoing for 2 years some sort of a legal dispute trying to leave his contract from TRN, Talk Radio Network. And from what we understand, Thursday afternoon, he's arbitrator ruled in his favor. So he has left TRN, will be off the air temporarily, depending on, it's a non-compete, should be on the air again. It's just we don't have any of those details. From what we understand, Savage had spent close to $900,000 fighting his case, but was awarded more than $1 million in arbitration. It was, from what we understand, he had been fighting the network for 2 years to get out of a contract that was 10 years old and prevented the host from switching employers. His lawyer, Horowitz, said the agreement lacked protections afforded to artists and entertainers under California law and tied Savage to Talk Radio Network indefinitely. So he will be able to broadcast again. We aren't sure when. From what we understand, there is a non-compete clause. But if you do notice him off the air, from what we understand, it is temporary. But he is fine, and he put on his website, free at last. So we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more about that. Either way, you guys still have phenomenal radio to listen to in the meantime. So we will definitely keep you entertained. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. One of these books that I like to read, I mean, I don't know if it's something you need to live by, like a Bible, but it's that Eat This, Not That guide. And apparently in the news today, they were talking about how in the latest Eat This, Not That guide, it reveals that if we just look at French fries, McDonald's French fries may not be as caloric as other people's. Other companies. And if they're this, apparently what these guys do is they take a look at very common places in America where you could eat, you know, whether it be Chili's or anyway, they go through all these franchises and they study the calories and the fat, etc. And then they tell you if you're going to eat French fries, eat these, not those. Or if you're going to eat a chicken sandwich, eat this, not that. And for many of us, we're like, really? That's what, you know, that's how fattening these things are. So, like, for example, okay, let me kind of go down to, okay, so they're saying fast food fries, okay? They say the best of the fast food fries is actually McDonald's, small. There's only 230 calories, 11 grams of fat, 160 milligrams of sodium. Not that that's the healthiest, but they say of all the fries, the small portion of McDonald's, ruled the best, as opposed to the worst, was Five Guys fries. I don't think we have a Five Guys in my area. I've never been there. Their fries, of course, large, is 1,474 calories, 71 grams of fat, 213 milligrams of sodium. Now, they say loaded fries, fries with cheese, ranch, bacon, gravy, sour cream, etc. They say the Steak and Bake, okay, or the Steak and Shake, is that a place? Again, I don't live near one of those. A Steak and Shake bacon cheese French fries, a small order, has 360 calories, 20 grams of fat, 710 milligrams sodium. Yet the worst is Chili's. Texas cheese fries with chili and ranch. Well, of course, that is 2,150 calories, 144 grams of fat, 6,000 milligrams of sodium. Going on to steak fries, they say the best is KFC. KFC's potato wedges are 290 calories, 15 grams of fat, 810 milligrams of sodium. But the worst is TGI Fridays Parmesan steak fries, 660 calories, 48.9 grams of fat, 639 milligrams of sodium. All right, for those of Genesis, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're kind of going through the Eat This, Not That guide on French fries. Now, sweet. Now, again, I don't recommend French fries. I think there's healthier form of starches. But I find some of this data interesting. You know, I didn't think KFC or McDonald's would rank higher on the list. Sweet potato fries. They say Cheesecake Factory fries could run you 400 calories more than their regular fries. The best were Burger King sweet potato fries at 290 calories, 16 grams of fat, 530 grams of sodium. Yet the Cheesecake Factory came up to 960 calories, over 3 grams of saturated fat, over 1,500 milligrams of sodium for the Cheesecake Factory fries. That's whoa. And then finally, curly fries. They say the best were the Jack in the Box curly fries with only 280 calories, small, 16 grams of fat, 614 milligrams of sodium. Yet Arby's curly fries, a large order, was 630 calories, 35 grams of fat, 1,400 milligrams of sodium. Now, don't live by Eat This, Not That, okay? Again, the whole purpose of that is to tell you what to, if you're going to be eating something that is tempting, okay, and probably not the most nutritional, certain franchises offer less caloric alternatives. That's how you have to look at that. But I find that kind of interesting. I just find that you know, interesting. Another article we found interesting, we talked about last hour, was how Samuel Adams beer drinkers favor Republicans. And Heineken fans appear to vote Democrat. I thought that was very interesting. They looked at 200,000 interviews with Americans over the age of 18. What are 18-year-olds drinking beer for? They should have looked at people over 21. But anyway, all right. And they found that certain beers are drunk by people who are left-leaning, and other beers are drunk by people that are right-leaning. I think Dos Equis are independent. Yep, Dos Equis or Dos Equis by nonpartisan people. Okay? However, I think the spokesperson for Dos Equis, right, that handsome guy, threw a fundraiser for Obama. So many people think Dos Equis is a Democrat. So which drinks are more Democratic? Heineken, they say? Okay, drinkers who drink these beers appear to vote more Democrat. Don't ask. Heineken, Corona, Budweiser Select, Stella Artois, is it? Or Artois? I don't know about that one. Michelob, Miller Genuine Draft, and Molson. Those are more the Democratic. Bruce, the Republican, Samuel Adams, Coors Light, Miller's Light, Labatt Blue, Michelob Ultra, Amstel Light, and I guess Rolling Rock. So, you know, these surveys, it's hilarious how they make news. And, I mean, people are actually going to go and probably, you know, buy up a bunch of Samuel Adams or buy a bunch of Heinekens. You know, Heineken, I'm a little confused by, because they're kind of destroying that whole martini thing in the James Bond movie. Heineken struck a deal with, you know, the James Bond series such that Daniel Craig is going to be sporting a Heineken in the movie. And there's a chance he may not drink a martini at all. And this has been something going on since the 60s, early 60s, where James Bond would be drinking a martini, shaken, not stirred. And now he's going to be running around with a Heineken. Now, I understand, you know, a 40-year-old series, you may want to update certain things, you know, so things aren't outdated. But I still think it's very sexy when James Bond drinks a martini. And him running around with a Heineken, it looks like they sold out. That's how I look at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know. Don't you just kind of get the feeling everybody's just kind of selling out? You know, where is the art to things? You know, it just, I don't know. You see certain quality, you know, of things go down. It just, I don't know. It frustrates me. I just think, I don't know, maybe I'm starting to get old-fashioned. Remember how our parents and grandparents used to complain about, you know, what things are happening modern-wise. You know, now, I do love the idea how with the James Bond movies, your Austin Martin is upgraded. There's a lot of cool type of, enhancements and engineering improvements. I think that stuff is cool. I think, you know, James Bond, you know, and robotic stuff. But I don't think it's going to be the same as the old movies. I mean, to be able to entertain for 2 hours an audience with none of the gadgetry like we're used to today and the sci-fi stuff, it shows you what quality movies they were. Now, mind you, you know, some of the recent James Bond flicks have been good, but nothing like the old ones. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, a little bit later today or tonight, when you go onto Facebook, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love seeing who listens to the show and connecting with you all. So don't forget to find us and connect to our page. And, of course, find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We also have the Android app where you could download the Dr. Dahlia Show, listen to the latest 3 hours of the show, as well as connect to archives and podcasts. Keep you busy over a weekend that may be kind of slow for you. And don't forget, we are going to Alaska next year. So over the weekend, kind of think about what you want to do for the summer. And if you can, hook up with us where we can all go to Alaska on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Visit my website for details. Okay, so some headlines here. The Postal Service is about to default on a second multi-billion dollar payment. Okay, from what we understand, they have squeezed out all the cost savings they could do within its power. The agency's viability, according to Fox, now lies almost entirely with Congress. Where is Congress? They're out. I guess, on recess again until after the elections. Yeah, didn't they just have recess in August? I don't know how many times they get vacation. Didn't they have some sort of a recess? Then what, they come back after the elections and then there's Christmas. I don't know. I got to tell you, that's a job I need to look at. You know, I never thought I'd run for politics, but look how much time off you get. In an interview, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said the mail agency will be forced to miss the $5.6 billion payment due to the Treasury on Sunday, its second default in as many months. Congress has left Washington until after the November elections without approving a postal fix. They say for more than a year, the Postal Service has been seeking legislation that would allow it to eliminate Saturday mail delivery and reduce its $5 billion annual payment for future retiree health benefits. Since the House failed to act, they said the post office says it's been seeking to reassure anxious customers that service will not be disrupted, even with cash levels running perilously low. Apparently, they said they have missed two payments totaling $11.1 billion for future retiree health benefits. These were payments ordered by Congress in 2006 that no other government agency or business, they say, is required to make, along with similar expenses that make up the bulk of the annual loss. That's an annual loss. Then the remainder is nearly $3 billion in losses, which have been offset by savings if the service was allowed to go to a five-day mail delivery. See, I need my mail on Saturdays. That's the problem. Why pay 40 cents? I don't even know what the cost of a stamp is anymore. I know it's in the 40-cent range. And what, 42 cents is it now? You know, when you have email. So I understand why the Postal Service is losing money. I get that. You know, their prices keep going up. Yeah, we're going to try to save money and do things by email. And that's going to continue. So they're going to continually lose money. And as health insurance rises in terms of costs, no wonder their benefits, no wonder you're seeing the squeeze. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if Congress doesn't come back for another 6 weeks, right, and who knows what mood they're going to be in depending on the election, that kind of looks ugly. You know, already we're noticing things with the Postal Service. We're already noticing issues. I've been getting a lot of mail that's been torn up. Have you guys noticed that? And they say sorry. They put it in a nice clear envelope. I mean, they're really nice. But I've been noticing that a little more often. I've also been noticing sometimes I don't get all my bills. Okay, and I know people are like, yeah, I use that excuse too. I'm like, no, sometimes I just don't get everything. So I've been picking up on some understaff issues. That's what I've been noticing. But, of course, no fix yet. I just don't know how a government agency can fall that financially short. Again, where are our tax dollars going? How is the money being managed? What is going on? I mean, why are we in so much debt? What is our problem? I mean, we have economists. I know we have Bernanke. I know. Okay, we won't go there. What are we doing wrong? And maybe we do need somebody that knows math, knows arithmetic, like Clinton says, understands how to, produce wealth. I don't know. It just looks like nobody really knows how to deal with money in the current administration. And maybe we need somebody that knows what they're doing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of important. We talked about this in the previous hour. There was a study that came out this week saying that seniors that take certain kinds of medications to treat anxiety or depression could be putting them more at risk for dementia. Now, which class of medicine has been found to put you more at risk for dementia? In this one study, it's the benzodiazepines. Now, the benzodiazepines are the Xanaxes, the Valiums, the Ativans. Generic names are alprazolam, diazepam, lorazepam, clonazepam. They end in PAM. And these medications they found could increase people's risk up to 60%. Studies published in the British Medical Journal, they had looked at two groups of French seniors. All right. True, French are known to like their wine, but, they accounted for all that. They took out blood pressure, they took out age, et cetera. And they found that people who took, especially seniors who took benzodiazepines, were more likely to develop dementia, loss of cognitive function, memory loss, et cetera. Now, I know many of you are taking these medications. Many of you. And many of you take the medications more than you need. I can't tell you how many patients I have, and we discussed this a lot more in detail in the previous hour, but just to summarize, so many of my patients were given the prescription 20 years ago, and it said take every 8 hours as needed. And so for 20, 30 years, some of you have been taking a Valium, a 5 or 10 milligram, or a Xanax, a 0.5 or 1 milligram, 3 times a day. And you've been taking that for decades. And, you know, we try to get you off, and we can't. And we don't want you to stop those medications abruptly because you could have a seizure. You could even die. Benzodiazepine withdrawal could be extremely serious, just like alcohol withdrawal. So, you know, and it's not your fault. You've been taking the medication like it's written. We were taught in medical school to write the medication every 8 hours as needed. And true, these medications have short half-lives. Many times if you're having anxiety, you do need to take the medications like that. Unfortunately, these medications have turned from an acute medication to a chronic. If you have acute anxiety, you're right. You take those medications up to 3 times a day. They're very effective. Unfortunately, we have people who have been taking them chronically. And it looks like now it's been linked to dementia. No surprise there. Now, again, this is just one study, but I mean, think about it. They're sedatives. Okay? They're anxiolytics. Sometimes hypnotic. Okay, these are medications that, of course, could probably cause some sort of lack of cognition and memory. I'm not surprised by that. But what's really frustrating is how a medicine that was originally designed to be for an acute anxiety attack is now taken by people long term. People go to work and they tell me. They go to work and they pop a Xanax before they go to work, and that's how they get through the day. If you are in a car accident and Xanax is in your system, you could be in trouble for a DUI, driving while intoxicated. These are medications that are considered sedatives. You're not supposed to drive on these medications, which is why I don't write the medications every 8 hours. My patients hate it. I write it as needed for nighttime. Now, yes, if I do have a person in acute anxiety, I take them off work. I tell them not to drive, and I say they could take their medication every 8 hours if needed temporarily. But most of my patients, no. They just use it long term. And I tell them only at night before bed. Yes, you can take it up to 3 times a day, but I don't want you doing that because I don't want you driving or going to work while on those medications. It's not safe. So for those of you that are on these medications chronically, I want you to talk to your doctor about dementia risk. See if there's something else you could do for your anxiety. The problem is when you go off these medications, you get a rebound anxiety. So you'll try to cut back and you'll become anxious. And you're like, oh, I'm not cured. I got to take the medicine. Remember, you're also going through benzodiazepine withdrawal. Don't do this on your own. You're going to need a doctor to supervise this because stopping your benzodiazepines abruptly could cause you to seize, cause you to die. Very dangerous stuff. But if you are taking this medication, you've been on it for X number of years, chronically, time to get you to something a little safer. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the man allegedly behind the inflammatory film Innocence of Muslims, which caused multiple uprisings in the Middle East. Well, allegedly, those are what the uprisings were for the movie. Nakula Baseli Nakula has been held without bail after being arrested this week for violating his probation. Remember we said that the feds were, surrounding his house and investigating him, but he wasn't charged for writing the for the movie itself. However, because of his previous jail stints, He was not to go on the computer, from what we understand, had issues in his probation that he had violated, as well as using fake names. They say he engaged in a likely pattern of deception, both his probation officers and the court, according to Judge Suzanne Siegel, issuing her ruling. The preliminary bail hearing began with Siegel asking the defendant, who was in gray slacks and a white and yellow striped T-shirt with handcuffs, what his name was. Now, he says his real name was Mark Baselli Youssef. She goes, what's your name? Mark Baselli. And then he, apparently he's been using 17 different false names, but is mostly referred to as Nakula. I guess the attorney argued for $10,000 bail. He, probation officers have been monitoring him since a 2010 bank fraud conviction. His lawyer argued the reason why he was put into jail is for safety reasons. Or actually they think maybe it's a danger for him to be in custody at the Metropolitan Detention Center. I'm reading this as I go. I apologize. So anyway, barely he violated his probation because he was not supposed to, from what I understand, be using internet, etc. And so that's how they were able to arrest him. Okay, we'll find out more, but that's what's going on there. Okay. Something going on with the John Travolta lawsuit. John Travolta apparently has scored another legal victory with the dismissal of a defamation lawsuit, where a Los Angeles author had written a book alleging he had gay encounters with a film star, but he was suing Travolta because of a defamation, type of suit. He said that John Travolta and his lawyer were trying to spread false statements about his mental health in an effort to dissuade the public from buying his upcoming book. Again, who wants to read the book about any sexual encounters with John Travolta, please? I don't know why there's a market for this. I really don't get it. Why is there a market for this? So apparently the book was published 3 months before two unidentified male masseurs filed sexual assault lawsuits against Travolta. Both accusers swiftly dropped their lawsuits in May after doubt was cast on the details of their alleged encounters. Travolta is married to actress Kelly Preston. They did lose a son a few years ago who I believe had a seizure in the shower. They've been going through so much. And now you have, people publishing books on sexual encounters. And I just don't understand why there's a market for this. It just blows my mind. Okay, looks like the Canadian Food Inspection Agency has temporarily shut down a meatpacking plant linked to contaminated beef products that have sickened several people across Canada and the U.S. Operators of privately owned XL Foods plants in Brooks, Alberta, they claim have not done enough to prevent contamination with E. coli bacteria. They say several people have been sickened after eating steaks. This is according to Reuters. Believed to have been contaminated with E. coli, which were bought at a Costco Wholesale Corporation store in Edmonton, Alberta. The supplier of the tainted meat has not been identified. XL Foods said on Wednesday there was no definitive link between its products, of course, and the causes of illness. See, what happens if it gets contaminated after the shipment? I mean, usually, remember, the meat's packaged pretty good. But think about it. Some meat, you know, when you get them from, some of the meat departments, they're open and they're lined up next to the garnish. You know, you wonder. On Friday, U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service expanded a public health alert about potentially tainted beef from the plant that may have made its way to U.S. grocery stores in more than 30 states, including Walmart, Safety, et cetera. XL Foods are recalling the products, steaks, roasts, and ground beef. Voluntary recall for now. E. coli poisoning, diarrhea, fever, body aches, myalgias, nausea, vomiting, not good. E. coli, you could even get bloody diarrhea. You know, we had a caller in the first hour asking about, his wife having fat, whenever she eats fat, she within 10, 15 minutes has diarrhea. And one thing I urge is, in addition to getting gallbladder checked and pancreas checked whenever you have diarrhea, is also stool cultures to see if you have any E. coli, salmonella, listeria, any parasites, protozoans, worms, etc. Because it's amazing how we think it's what we're eating right then and there, and you could have a bug sitting in your system that could be causing you to immediately dump diarrhea when you get sick. So it's something to look at. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they've been talking about a test in the news that could reveal miscarriage risk. There's a blood test you could do on women who are newly pregnant to see if they could be more prone to miscarrying. Now, the tests they're talking about, we've actually been using for years. I've been running this for years. It's called progesterone. What I've been doing is whenever we have a woman who's newly pregnant, many times you can't get in with your OB till later in the first trimester. And if you're going to miscarry, it usually happens in the first trimester. And one cause of miscarriage, in addition to low thyroid and lupus and a variety of other issues, is having low progesterone. So many times I'll run the prenatal profile to see if, you know, they're anemic or have any infections, etc., and I'll add something called a progesterone level. Because if progesterone is low, sometimes you could start giving these women progesterone to help keep the pregnancy. Now, they say a third of pregnant women have abdominal pain or vaginal bleeding during the first trimester. We use an ultrasound to see if the pregnancy is viable. And sometimes 30% of the cases, they can't tell. You can also run the HCG hormone, the pregnancy hormone, to see if it's rising. Usually that doubles every couple days. So you could do a pregnancy hormone, rerun it a couple days and make sure it's going up. That's a sign that the baby or the fetus is viable. But progesterone is supposed to go up. And if the progesterone level, the hormone stays low, then that could signify that this could be a possible impending miscarriage. And giving progesterone during pregnancy, we found, is not that unsafe. Because remember, your progesterone is what keeps the pregnancy going. You know, when we talk about the women's cycle, okay, you start building up progesterone, which helps kind of build up the meat in the uterus, you know, the blood vessels, etc., such that if you become pregnant, the egg has a little home, you know, to implant in, a little cushion, and can start setting up shop. If you don't get pregnant, you get a signal to your uterus, and you get a signal, and your progesterone starts to fall. As your progesterone falls, you start to bleed and have a period. So progesterone has been known to keep the cushion, so to speak. And even in my family, one of the women in my family miscarried because her progesterone was too low, and they didn't check things like that back then. Second time she was about to miscarry, they realized her progesterone was low, gave her progesterone, or a form of it back then, and it worked. Kept the pregnancy viable, and luckily her family member was born. So my recommendation to any of you that are newly pregnant, make sure your doctor is adding thyroid and adding progesterone, because it's not a part of the regular prenatal panel. Pretty important stuff. Also in the news, it looks like, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show. New Jersey could become the third state to legalize right to die or physician-assisted suicide. Known as the Death with Dignity Act, the bill would allow a qualified patient to self-administer medication to end life in a humane and dignified manner. The bill was introduced this week by Assemblyman John Berzicelli, Democrat, according to the Star Ledger. Under current New Jersey law, it's considered a crime to purposely help another commit suicide. If the bill is approved, an individual with 6 months or less to live would need to make two verbal requests and a written request with a couple witnesses to receive a lethal dose of a medication. From what we understand, the other two states are Oregon and Washington, who have already passed right to die laws. All right, guys, stay tuned for another hour if you can. If not, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the weekend. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and connect. Y'all be safe.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.